contemplations meet to begin the day with. Think first that man consists of the soul and body, and that the soul is from heaven, heavenly, firm, and immortal, but the body is from the earth, earthly, frail, and mortal. Again, think that though by reason of sin, wherein you are conceived and born, the parts of the soul which do understand and desire be so corrupt that, without special grace to both parts, you can neither know nor love any good thing in God's sight, much less then do that is good. Yet this notwithstanding, think that you are regenerate by Christ's resurrection, and therefore have both those parts, something reformed both to know and to love, and therefore do also some good in the sight of God through Christ, for whose sake our poor doings are accepted for good, the evil and infirmity cleaving thereunto not being imputed through faith. Think that by faith, which is God's seed, for they which believe are born of God and made God's children, given to those that be ordained to eternal life, think, I say, that by faith you receive more and more the spirit of sanctification through the use of God's word and sacraments, and earnest prayer to illuminate your minds, understanding, judgment and reason, and to bow, form, frame, and inflame your affections with love and power to that that good is, and therefore use you the means aforesaid accordingly. Think that by this Spirit you are through faith coupled to Christ as a lively member, and so to God, and as it were made one with him. And by love which springeth out of this faith, you are made one also with all that be of God, and so you have fellowship with God, and all good men that ever were or shall be, and all the good that God and all his saints have or shall have. Think that as by faith and love, through the Spirit of God, you are now entered into this communion, so after this life you shall first in soul, and then in the last day in body also, enjoy for ever the same society most perfectly, which now is but begun in you. Think then of your negligence, that does so little care for this your happy estate. Think upon your ingratitude to God for making you, redeeming you, calling you, and so lovingly adopting you. Think upon your folly in fantasizing so much earthly and bodily pleasures. Think upon your deafness and blindness, which hear not God, nor see him, he calling you so diligently by his works, word, and sacraments. Think upon your frowardness, which will not be led of God and his Spirit. Think upon your forgetfulness and inconsideration of your heavenly estate, how your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, your members are the members of Christ, the whole world and all things therein are your own. Therefore say unto your soul, O my soul, arise, follow God, contemn this world, purpose well and pursue it, long for the Lord's coming. Be ready, and watch that he come not upon thee unawares. And forasmuch as you must live to God's pleasure, see the vocation and state of your life whereunto God hath called you, and pray to God for grace, knowledge, and ability to take the most profitable things in hand, well to begin, better to go on, and best of all to end the same to God's glory and the profit of your brethren. And think that time lost, wherein you speak or do not, or think not, something to God's glory and the commodity of your brethren.